and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrod. Today, we're going to talk about the new KIX Transaction Server Value Unit Edition. And our guest today is Andy Bates, the product line manager for KIX. Hi, Andy. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here, Nick, as always.
Well, Andy, you're here to talk about the value unit or VUE edition of KIX today. Why have we brought this out and what problem is it looking to solve for our customers?
Great question. So there are really two main reasons that we've brought this technology or this new priced offering to market. And they really solve some challenges that customers have today. Now, the challenges that customers have is that they often want to put new applications in KIX using the latest 64-bit multi-threaded JVM Java 7 infrastructure that we have in KIX. Particularly now we have the new web container inside that, which is based on the Liberty technology of WebSphere. But some of the challenges they have is that to do that, they would first have to upgrade their existing systems, and that can take some customers some time.
And they've probably put that into a planning process.
Exactly. And sometimes customers have, you know, only specific times that they can do upgrades, and there are certain IPL times for parts of the infrastructure, which is sometimes necessary. So customers face these challenges. They also face the challenge that for new deployments, there's often a budget available for those deployments, but those budgets are usually capital expense budgets, and KIX has traditionally been priced as an MLC pricing model, monthly license charge. So that comes out of, for many companies, an operational expense. So both the pricing model and the prerequisite to upgrade their existing infrastructure has been a challenge. So what we are solving with this offering is a one-time charge pricing model. So customers can use that new project budget to build their applications in Java, and it comes out of a CapEx budget for many customers. But also, since it is a new product, there's no prerequisite to upgrade any existing KIX infrastructure first to be able to deploy this. So really, customers have, for some customers, an easier way to purchase, and also greater time to market because there's no upgrade prereq for existing.
So we're kind of moving the inhibitors away for customers to do this.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And I just want to pick up on something that you said there. You talked about traditionally MLC.
Yeah.
But we're now introducing KIX as an OTC, a one-time charge product. That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, that's new, yeah. So KIX is a one-time charge product. And in addition to that, we'll also be supporting the Zenalc pricing metric, which IBM has had available for around 5 years or more now on the ZOS platform. That gives you a reduced price ZOS operating system license for qualified net new workloads. And since this is a new product that supports, you know, the latest Java new workloads, new Java workloads inside this KIX TS may qualify for that metric also.
So customers would work with their client representative to ascertain whether these new workloads are applicable to
Yes, that's exactly right.
Situation.
Yes, there's a Zenalc qualification process. And for customers that are interested, they just need to work with their account rep. But the account rep should know this process.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you have any kind of typical examples or scenarios that the customers might use this?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really in two areas, new Java applications and new Java service enablement technology. So taking the applications first, this could be a custom application that's written in-house, or it could be a Java-based packaged application that has been purchased from a third-party vendor. Those are good candidates to qualify for this. In terms of the Java-based service enablement, then a few good examples. Business rules. So IBM Business Rules on ZOS runs in three environments. It runs in native ZOS, it runs in WebSphere for ZOS, and it runs in KIX for ZOS. That's a Java rules runtime. So that's a good candidate to qualify for this environment. Web services enablement, and now with the very recent announcement of the Kix Transaction Server feature pack for mobile extensions, that is also a Java-based implementation. So to have a service-oriented presentation layer, if you like, or a service-oriented environment to front-end your existing, you know, Kix applications, be they in COBOL or PL1 or Assembler or whatever your language of choice is there, and to run that in front. So, you know, the JSON parsing capability, the web SOAP pipeline parsing capability, that's another example of an application that might qualify.
And just to interrupt you though, there will be another podcast that will expand on the mobile extensions feature pack that's being introduced.
So fantastic.
Our listeners can find out more about that in there.
Okay, great. One final use case that's that may qualify is the another new technology that we've just recently brought to market, which is the feature pack for modern batch, which is a batch workload in a Java container running inside Kix itself.
And guess what? You can find out more about this on another podcast that we have planned. So thank you for bringing those up, Andy, and doing the advert.
No problem. It's exciting technology. I'm glad you're doing a podcast.
Well, so if our customers are clearly going to be excited by this, when is this available? How can they get it?
So the Value Unit Edition itself is going to be available on April the 26th, 2013. So that's now, effectively. So anytime now. Some of the feature packs that we've just talked about briefly there, the mobile extensions and the modern batch feature packs, they're going to be on June the 14th. So if customers want to use it for that, it's June the 14th. But if they have some new applications or packaged applications or any of the capability that's in, you know, Kix TS version 5.1 today, then that will be available from the 26th of April.
Cheers, Andy. Thank you very much for your time and happy birthday, incidentally. Kix VUE obviously is very innovative and has much to offer a different set of customers as well as our existing customers. So thank you for taking time today to tell us about it.
Thanks for inviting me, Nick. It's always a pleasure to come and talk to you, especially about exciting new technologies that we're coming out with. And I really do think this is both an exciting set of capabilities that we're delivering in the feature packs and also an exciting priced offering in the Kix TS.
Well, that about wraps up this podcast discussion. To find out more about Kix VUE, please go to the description for this podcast at ibm.com/software/os/systemz/podcasts/WebSphereOnZ. Join us next time as we talk about another important mainframe topic. For now, this is Nick Garrett saying thank you for listening.